The Gemara in Daf Vav and Beis brings down the Braisa, the Shalosh Mitzvahs Nitzavi Yisrael Ba'alos and L'Regel. There are three mitzvahs that we have to do when we're Ayel L'Regel: Re'iya, V'Chagiga, V'Simcha. There's a mitzvah of Re'iya, mitzvah of Chagiga, mitzvah of Simcha. Re'iya is referring to the Ayelos Re'iya that we spoke about a lot. Chagiga is referring to the Karmen Chagiga they have to bring. And Simcha is referring to the Shalmei Simcha that have to be brought. And the question is, what exactly is this din of Shalmei Simcha? What does it mean, Shalmei Simcha? What is the chiyuv to do over here? So the Pasha says, what is Shalmei Simcha? Rashi explains over here that if a person does not, there's a mitzvah of v'samachta, you have to be v'simcha. How you mekayim simcha? Simcha is by eating basar shlamim. So there's a chiyuv to eat basar shlamim every day of Yom Tov. It's like Rashi, ein lo basar shlamim. If you don't have basar shlamim, shall not have a nedavish, it's not of kol hashana. If you don't happen to have any shlamim or nedar nedavish that you're menad of the whole year, that you normally bring beregel, and you don't have ma'aser behema, then maybe shlamim mishalai, then you have to bring your own carbon shlamim to mekayim this din of shalmei simcha. So it's mashu from Rashi that the pshat is like this: is a chiyuv to eat basar karbanos every day of Yom Tov. That is the din of shalmei simcha. Now you don't have to bring any special carbon for that. If you happen to have been neider different karbanos throughout the year, different nedarim and nedavos, so you bring them during the regal. The minig was people when they came to the oil regal, anyways, they brought the other karbanos with them. They would bring it. There would be mak of it. And you just make sure to eat the basar, those karbanos, every day of Yom Tov, and that way you're mekayim the mitzvah of achilas shalmei simcha, you're eating basar from a carbon shlamim. But Rashi says, if you happen not to have any shlamim and nedarim dabas from the whole year, that you're menadiv, so you don't have any basar karbanos to eat, then you have to bring a special carbon, l'chava the din of shalmei simcha, your makav a carbon shlamim, l'shem shalmei simcha, you eat the basar, and that's how you're mekayim the din of shalmei simcha. So it's mavur from Rashi, this is definitely the pashtus, that the din of Shalmei Simcha is not mechayiv to bring a carbon. You don't have to bring any carbon on Yom Tov or Chol HaMoed. You just have to do an achila basar karbanos. So if you happen to have karbanos, you're mekabel to bring during the rest of the year. You could bring them during Chol HaMoed. You're makab them, eat the basar, and by eating the basar, you'll be mekabel the din of achila Shalmei Simcha. If you happen to not have any karbanos, then make sure to bring a carbon, bring a shlamim, you makab it l'shem Shalmei Simcha, and eat the basar, and that's how you get to the din of Shalmei Simcha. That is the Pasha Sagamari, the way Rashi explains over here. But it's a doer that Reb Shach in Aviyazi Hilchas Chagiga Perek Beis Halacha Yud said a gvaldik a chiddush based on the idea from the Rambam, a whole different shot over here in the din of Shalmei Simcha, and he wanted to be medayik from the Rambam. The Shalmei Simcha is an actual chiyuv. There's a chiyuv gomer in every yid to be makiv a carbon on yantav, to be mekayim the din of Shalmei Simcha. It doesn't make a difference if you have other korbanos or you don't. It's mamash a chiyuv akrava. It's mechayiv a chiyuv akrava. And it's gvaldik a nafkamina. According to Rashi, if you have karbanos, according to the Pashas, you don't have to be makiv anything. According to Reb Shach, the way he's medayik in the Rambam, there's a chiyuv. Even if you have a lot of shlamim and nedarim and nedavos, there's a mamash a chiyuv to be makiv one carbon l'shem Shalmei Simcha. So he's medayik this in the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Chagiga, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. Rambam says, a simcha amur regalim hu sheyakiv shlamim yesal shalmei chagiga. So the Lashon Rambam is that there's a mitzvah to be makiv. It sounds like it's not just a mitzvah sachila, but it's a mitzvah hakrava. Again, in Sefer Mitzvahs, Hasein and Dal, the Rambam says, Hishet tzivanu lismach v'regalim, and he says, the tzivoyish and nakiv karbon shlamim akol panim. So it's a chiyuv. Again, Rambam says it's a chiyuv to be makiv shalmei simcha. It's pretty clear in the Rambam. There's a chiyuv akrava, and he learns in the Rambam there's really two dinim. There's one din, like Rashi says, that you have to eat basar shlamim every single day. Every single day of Yom Tov, you have to do an achila basar to mekayim the mitzvah of simcha. And for that din, you could rely on other karbanos or your menadav throughout the whole year. You don't have to bring anything special for that. But there's a separate din that at least one time during Yom Tov, during Chol HaMoed, you have to be makiv a special karban shalmei chagiga. Shalmei simcha to mekayim the din of simcha. It's mamash achiyav akrava. So if you're b'shach, the way he understands in the Rambam, there's really two chalakim, two dinim in this mitzvah. Number one, to do a ma'aser akrava of shalmei simcha at least one time during the Yom Tov. And number two, to do an achila every day. That achila that you do every day of basar shlamim can be done from other karbanos or menado throughout the year. But the chiyav akrava is to be makav a special carbon l'shem shalmei simcha. And there's a big enough gemina between them that legabi the chiyav shlamim every day, as we mentioned, you could use other karbanos, you're already menadav. There's no problem of bringing it from davar shebechayva. But legabi the chiyav akrava, we have the call of ein davar shebechayva ba'elam in achulin. You can't rely on other karbanos, you're already mechuyven. You have to be makav and mafresh and bring a special carbon for this din. That is a special din of being makiv shalmei simcha. Paldik echidish, the Reb Shach says, based on the Rambam, and a tremendous nafkamina lemaisa. If a person has basar karbanos already, you have all this meat, you could eat it. Lefi Rashi, that's fine, you don't have to be makiv any other karbanos. Lefi Reb Shach, you have a chiyuv to be makiv at least one karban l'shem shalmei simcha. That is the Gvaldik echidish, the Reb Shach wanted to be mechadish. At the back of the Aviyazi over there, there's a letter printed that the Reb Shach printed from the Chazanish that he got concerning the shtickel, where the Chazanish was chaylik and Reb Shach b'tkifas. Very strongly, the Chazanish held that this chiddush of Reb Shach is not correct. And there's a little hakdama written before the letter from Rav Shach. And the letter from the Chazon Ish, I'm sorry, Rav Shach writes like this. He says, "Amichtav hazeh shomar na Chazon Ish musav amashik esafti b'perek vezim al chaschagiga." The letter from the Chazon Ish is on what I wrote. Shid pasti b'shnas tavshin gimel b'chaveres Knesset Yisrael. Originally, Rav Shach published this in a country, a journal called Knesset Yisrael, Shiatzal Arbi Yerushalayim. He printed it in this journal. Rav Chazon Ish wrote it. Va'az kibalti menu michtav zeh. And then I received this letter from the Chazon Ish. B'chazarti mimashik esafti. Zok Rav Shach, I was chayzer from what I wrote. Rav Shach, the Chazon Ish told me that I'm wrong, and I was chayzer. Afterwards, I was shown Shigam Hagan Rabbach Frankel Bagas and Mibarach Lutriyavin Bichagiga Dafchas Shikasiv Gankin Midas Rang Mishikasafti. Then someone showed me that the Imri Baruch, Rabbach Frankel, and his Agas and the Turiyavin in Chagiga Dafchas also said like me, Alkenani Mabas Oipam is Zah, Megamas Amichtav, Yervach Shmaitzas. It's like Shach, even though the Chazon Ish told me that I'm wrong and I was Chazer, but now that I found that one of the Gedolei Achronim, Rabbach Frankel, said like me, I am printing the Shtigl, but I'm also printing the Chazon Ish's letter saying that I'm wrong. And Yervach Shmaitz, everyone should be able to read both of them. That's the Hakdama that he wrote to this letter of the Chazon Ish. And I'll just read a little bit from the Chazon Ish's Michtav, and he writes Rav Shach like this. He says, Mitzvah Simcha, he rak achila basal lifnei Hashem. The Mitzvah of Simcha is only to eat basal lifnei Hashem, bein mishaloi, bein mishalachem, and agas kozayin, aval ein chiyav shal karav b'shul Simcha. There's absolutely no chiyav to be makav b'shul Simcha. There's only a chiyav achila. V'ilu haya beis mitzvahs in Simcha, if there were two mitzvahs in Simcha, haya davar mefurish and mefursam, a Mishnah of a Gemara, it would have been mefurish and mefursam somewhere in the Mishnah and the Gemara. And if we don't find this in the Mishnah and the Gemara, then anan minayin lanu, how could we be mechadosh a mitzvah which is not written beferish in the Gemara? And you can't say such a thing. And he says, Ilu haya mitzvahs hakrava, haya bedenu Mishnah chadasha, we would have a new Mishnah, Simcha ketzad, chayav lahakev, chayav lachol, there would be dinim, there would be Mishnahs. We don't find this anywhere. You can't just make up a new din, chiyav hakrava, that's not found anywhere. And then he writes in brackets, V'yesh b'zeh mishum lo yosef, k'mo shein loim rabasov daraisa. He says, to say there's no chiyav hakrava, it's a chashash bal taisa, if you're being mechadosh a new mitzvah, which is not written in the Torah. And he goes through the different rayas of Rav Shach, and he says they're not rayas, and he ends off, and he says, Imki ein darki lovoi b'masu matanim ha-chachamim, even though it's not my derech to come and write letters and learning to chachamim, Chazon Ish was not marbit to write mechtavi Torah, ava malasu atarasa shlita shamas ahuvlei, but you, Rav Shach, I know that the emes is very chaviv to you, danti beze lufneim leman hagdol Torah. Therefore, I wrote you this letter because I want to be magdol Torah, and I know the emes is ahuv to you, and I believe that you are wrong, and therefore I'm writing this letter. Ad Khan is the Peldik letter that the Chazon Ish wrote to Rav Shach. And the Chazon Ish, and Rav Shach, as he said, he was Chayzer, the Maishav is Chayzer from this Chiddush based on this letter that he got from Rav Shach. And just a little bit of background to this letter, this is brought down in different Svarim, especially the many Svarim from Moshe Mordechai Schulzinger, who writes about this whole Maisa a lot. What happened was, is that when Rav Shach got this letter from the Chazon Ish, he knew that the letter is about the Shtickle, and he went and he showed it to the Brisker Rav to hear the Brisker Rav's opinion. And the Brisker Rav read the whole letter, and Rav Shach said that at one point during the letter, the Brisker Rav smiled. And what was that line that he smiled? So Moshe Mordechai asked Rav Shach that mistamets that line when the Chazon Ish said that Rav Shach is being arvan bal taisef by saying to dinim. Rav Shach seemed to have been masking to that. He didn't know for sure, but it was mistaber, you know, because of what Chazon Ish was saying was really a kash on the many shtiklach in the Brisker Mahalach where they say Tudinim, which Chazon Ish held that Tudinim has to have a klar makar and shas and psukim, you can't just make Tudinim. The Brisker Mahalach held a little bit, not like that. There is a makam that say Tudinim, and that was probably the pshat in that smile of the Brisker Rav, that the Chazon Ish was tanning that sometimes when you say Tudinim, it's a chashash bal taisef. Obviously not every time, a lot of times it's not being mechadosh in the actual mitzvah. Over here it's mamish being mechadosh in mitzvah, but that was efshir the pshat and the smile of the Brisker Rav. Al kopanim, the Brisker Rav seemed to have been masking to Rav Shach. And not only that, but as Rav Shach writes over here, when he says, v'chakach yiruni, when someone showed him that the Imri Baruch, and I guess on the Torah Yavin says this, so who is this? The person who showed it to him is the Rav Shlomo Karelitz from the great Talmud Chacham at that time. He told him that Imri Baruch says this, and the Rav Shach and the Brisker Rav did not have a Hagayis Imri Baruch on the Torah Yavin, and they knew that Rav Yisrael Zalman had one, so they went to Rav Yisrael Zalman's house, they looked it up, and they found that he said it. Rav Shach was very happy, and then he shared this Ol Shtickl Torah with Rav Yisrael Zalman, and Rav Yisrael Zalman also told him that he agrees with Rav Shach kenegid the Chazon Ish. So, big machlokes among the Gedolei Rosh Hashivas HaAchronim, whether the Chiddush of Rav Shach is correct or not. Now, as we mentioned, that the way it says it over here, Rav Shach printed this letter, and he was Chayzer, Batsim, he was Chayzer, but Lamaisa he did print it, and he printed the letter of the Chazon Ish as well. And I saw an interesting Maisa that Rav Moshe Mordechai Schulzinger asked Rav Shach a kasha from the Beferish Gemara Menachos, which is very much mashma, not like Rav Shach, it's mashma like the Chazon Ish, the Gemara Daf Tzani Mebeis talks about the chayves habayis machmas haregel. What are the chayves that you have to bring during a yamtiv? And it says it's an oilas riyah and shami chagiga, but it doesn't mention shami simcha. So Meshul Mordechai asks Shach. He says, if you're correct that shami simcha is a chiyav, you have a chiyav akrava, then why doesn't it mention shami simcha? The oilas riyah is a chiyav akrava, shami chagiga should say shami simcha as well. Meshengen, if you learn like the Chazanish, there's no chiyav akrava shami simcha. It's a chiyav achila. If you happen not to have it, then you're makir. But there's no chiyav akrava batsim, and it makes sense why it's not here. But if you Rav Shach, why does the Gemara leave it out? That was his kasha. He asked Rav Shach, and Rav Shach answered. He said, you're right. It's a beferish right to the Chazanish. So Meshul Mordechai asked Rav Shach. He says, but so what's the teretz of this kasha? And he said, why do we need to answer it? It's a right to the Chazanish. You see that he's right, and you see that I'm wrong. And that was, he was trying to bring out the tremendous midas amos of Rav Shach and his being mevatel daita to the Chazanish, even though, as Rav Shach told him, he said, I worked on the shtickle for weeks and months, and his mamish, I worked it out, and I felt his mamish the amos. But once Chazanish told me it's wrong, I'm mevatel das, and it's wrong. And he had a raya against him, so he didn't feel a need to answer himself up. He said it's a raya like the Chazanish and a chenami. It is a raya against him, and he was mevatel das. And he asked the Meshul Mordechai asked Rav Shach, what's going to be when the Beis Mikdash is built? How are we going to paskin like you are the Chazanish? And Rav Shach says, Avada, the Chazanish is the Pesach Acha, and the Halacha will be like the Chazanish. That even though he's mevatel das so much to the Chazanish, and this Indian Lamaisa, he did print the shtickle because the Imri Baruch said like him. And as Lamaisa, there are many Gedolei Acharonim who also seem to say like Rav Shach, not like the Chazanish. As we go through the Masechta and throughout Shas, there's lots of rayas lekan lekan, some rayas to Rav Shach, some rayas to the Chazanish, and it's a gavaldik shaila, very sadistic shaila, and there's a tremendous rischa daraisa, a tremendous pilpul tupula daraisa that came about because of the shaila. But al kavanim, this is just a pesach to be aware of the shaila as we go through Maseches Chagiga, a very basic fundamental shaila. What is the din of shami simcha? Does shami simcha mean that it's primarily a chiyav achila, but if you happen not to have basar, then you have a chiyav akrava, but if you have basar, there's no chiyav akrava? Or is it actually mechayev a chiyav akrava? Is a chiyav at least once during the yom to be makiv, like Rav Shach said, or is it just a chiyav achila like the Chazanish held? And Bez Hashem, when we go through the Masechta, we'll find different rayas from Gemara, Rashi, Taisus, Mishanim, and Achrayim. And this is the basic pulnus that came about through the din of shami simcha.